Hello, it's Wednesday, March 1st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. To start the show off today, we want to ask everybody a simple question. If somebody wants to rip you off, if somebody wants to con you, or if somebody wants to contain you in a little box, do you think they're going to come right up to you and tell you that they're going to con you, rip you off, or keep you contained in a little box? Of course not. They're going to come up to you like one of these preachers on TV or one of these con men that you see.
Or like your buddy.
Yeah, and say all the right things to you. And they're going to draw you in and gain your trust so then they can con you. It's called a confidence job.
Right. In fact, sometimes they even say they're an everyday American just like you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what we're going to present today is quite a bit of information about Mr. Greg Zemanski. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see two articles there. The first is called Greg Zemanski's Lies and Fakery. The second is called Greg Zemanski's Greed, Fleecing the Patriot Movement. And we believe that after you read these two articles, and by the time you get to the end of this show, you're going to see Mr. Greg Zemanski in an entirely different light. But before we start, last night Lisa and I were talking, and we said, you know what? We're really some of the only ones doing this, exposing people and trying to caution people in the Patriot Movement about who they should stay away from. And people get upset with us for doing it, but think of it this way. If we weren't out here doing this, and think of how much information we've provided now. If we weren't doing this, the con men, the infiltrators, the COINTELPRO, and on and on and on, they would be running rampant
right
through this movement.
Right. We've at least shined a light on them.
Yeah.
Shown a light on them. And if we weren't shining this light so brightly, just think of what they'd be getting away with.
Yeah. Now, before we start with Greg Zemanski, we want to tell everyone that during the past week, ever since we published an article last Wednesday, I believe, that we contacted Greg Zemanski on three different occasions, each of us. So that's six different times. And we assured him that we wouldn't make any more information public until he had every opportunity to contact us. Well, as I told Lisa last night, you can tell the ones who are the biggest fakes, because they're the ones that refuse to come out and face the light. They want to stay hidden in the shadows, and Greg Zemanski has absolutely refused to answer any of our inquiries. Basically, what we said was, Greg, we want to hear your side of the story. We want to ask you some questions.
You know, I said it a long time ago in reference to Rentz and Rupert, that the posers steer clear of us.
Yep.
And look at what Zemanski's doing.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah, so don't think that we're picking on him unjustly, because he's had every opportunity to give his side of the story. That's all we wanted, because there are some very, very troubling questions.
See, unlike Greg Zemanski, we are interested in different sides of a story, not just one side of a story.
Right. So when it comes to journalistic ethics, this is something that we have to cherish in the alternative media. This has to be the cornerstone, the bedrock of everything we do, because if it isn't, then there's nothing that differentiates us from the corporate mainstream scumbags that are on Fox and CNN and Clear Channel Radio and so forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so here's the first thing that really grabbed our attention about Zemanski, and we've been standing back for quite some time just watching, just paying attention to things. And we discovered that last year Greg Zemanski faked an interview with Morgan Reynolds.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was the first thing that,
that
got our... Because the Bush-Cheney indicted thing was a big flag, and the flock of stuff that he peddled to the public was also BS.
And we'll get to that.
But yeah, we found out from Morgan Reynolds via an email that Zemanski faked an interview with him. He lifted some... excerpts from an article that Morgan wrote, I believe it was June 9th, that he wrote the article, and portrayed it as a conversational interview he had with Morgan, which turned out to be a bald lie, as Morgan says himself.
Right. Let me put it to you this way. He wrote an article asserting that he actually had an interview with Morgan Reynolds in his office. In reality, what he did was he never interviewed Morgan Reynolds at all. He simply went to old articles, lifted the material, then crafted it in a way to make it appear as if he did an actual interview with Morgan Reynolds. Lisa, read what Morgan Reynolds said about this.
Okay.
These are his exact words.
Right. In June 2005, Zemanski made up a fake interview with me by taking sentences from my June 9th article, albeit lifted accurately, written as if in conversation, while claiming that he interviewed me by telephone from my A&M office. A bald lie.
Wait, say that again. Repeat that again.
The whole sentence?
No, just the last three words.
A bald lie.
Okay.
That caused some problems because unfriendlies claimed I lied about having an A&M office rather than writer Zemanski. He pursued me and apologized privately, but not publicly. He claimed credit for getting the mainstream to look at my article, so I understand that his stuff cannot be relied on without corroboration elsewhere.
Yeah,
First of all, why would Morgan Reynolds need Zemanski to get the mainstream to look at his articles? Because he was a member of the Bush administration. I'm sure he would have no problem in getting a mainstream venue to look at an article that he wrote.
Yeah, and I want to repeat that last sentence that Morgan said. I understand that his stuff cannot be relied on without corroboration elsewhere. Now, this is a question we asked last week when we briefly touched upon Zemanski. We said, if he's lying about this fake interview, if he's lying about doing that, what else is this guy lying about? And it's very troubling because everybody's heard of, I'm sure, what was that, Jason Blair from the New York Times.
Right.
He was faking stuff in his articles. There's also a guy named Stephen Glass,
correct,
who I think wrote for the New Republic.
Mm-hmm.
He was making stuff up and faking it in his articles. And what happened to both of these individuals?
Well, I believe they got fired.
Both of them got fired.
And publicly humiliated on top of it.
Right. Totally discredited.
Right.
And they got run out of the business. Now, if the mainstream media is going to run people out of the business and fire them for lying and fakery, and we allow someone like Greg Zemanski to remain here, you know what that's doing, Lisa? It's making us worse than they are.
Right, and a lot of you like to go around saying our silence is our consent. So is your silence on this your consent?
Right. This guy faked an interview, lied about it, and then when he was confronted about it yesterday, February 28th, on his show by Mr. Bill Adams.
Guess what he did?
Right. He lied
again
about it, and he made up this cock and bull story and so forth. And just read what Bill Adams asked him about the fake interview. Here's what Zemanski said.
Well, first of all, he interrupted Bill while he was trying to ask the question and didn't allow him to say the words fake interview.
Right.
Because obviously he didn't want those words being spoken on his show. So while he's interrupting him, and let me also say, this guy, Zemanski, doesn't speak in whole sentences. He speaks in run-on sentences and fragments. So this is exactly word for word what I transcribed.
This is his response. And keep in mind what Morgan Reynolds said. He said it's a bald-faced
right.
lie.
Now, Bill Adams, Bill from Alaska, the caller, said he saw our article on the Wing TV website, and this is what Zemanski replied. Oh, they questioned that. Yeah, I've never really had to. I talked to Morgan. It was a mix-up between certain things that, when I first interviewed him, all the facts and things were correct. Someone had contacted him, gave me the information that he was at a school, and I wrote down that he said this from a certain school, and basically, he was not at that school and got the wrong information given to me. And then I apologized to him for that and basically did a couple stories after that and had him on my show a couple times.
Now, nothing about him making up the whole interview whatsoever. To him, it was just a little mix-up.
Talk about marginalizing.
Yeah, yeah. So, what
well,
we have
that
to,
was a bald lie, again.
Yeah. So what we have to do is get down to the bottom of this and say, somebody's lying here. Now, Lisa,
right.
who do you think would lie? Morgan Reynolds, in our view, has he's an unimpeachable
right.
source.
Well, Morgan Reynolds has not displayed a pattern of disseminating bogus information, distorted information, one-sided information, contrived information. Morgan Reynolds hasn't done that. Morgan Reynolds hasn't issued out information on red herrings as opposed to real issues,
right,
as Greg Szymanski has. Now, Greg Szymanski does have a pattern of peddling disinfo, one-sided stories, distorted information, red herring issues. For instance, the UN prance on 9/11, sponsored by the gatekeepers, as opposed to the Ground Zero protest, which he was also at that he failed to report on. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
So if we have to take somebody's account as the accurate one, we would put our money 1,000% on Morgan Reynolds
telling the truth.
Yeah, and even when Szymanski had a chance yesterday to just come clean and say, all right, I faked the interview, I was in the wrong, we would have then at least a little respect for him. But not only did he lie about the fake, not only did he do the fake interview, but then he lies about it when confronted.
He says he's up to admitting that he printed the wrong information about Morgan Reynolds not being at the school at A&M, I guess. He's not up to admitting that. He just faked the whole interview, though.
Right. Now, we're going to get into some other fake stories that Szymanski has published. But first of all, something happened on his show yesterday that was even more troubling than I think anything we've heard of in a long, long time.
Yeah. Now, Patriot Radio, as in Patriot Radio, has really, in the past, we've said it's sunk into some depths that we couldn't believe.
Right.
But now we believe it's now reached an all-time low.
Right. Greg Szymanski yesterday, and I don't know how long this has been out, but I'm sure fairly recently, he introduced something called Voices of Freedom, which we've now termed Voices of Fleecing, because what he wants to do, and what he is doing, is charging people a fee to put their message on his radio show.
Right.
Listen again. He's charging people a fee to appear on his radio show to give a patriot message.
Right. He's justifying it by saying freedom isn't free. But Greg, calling into an alternative radio patriot program should be free. It's always been free.
Yeah.
Even the mainstream media doesn't stoop to that depth.
I mean, that's been one of the mainstays, one of the cornerstones of talk radio ever since it began, is that people can call into a radio show and voice their opinion. And this should be even more vital and more important to people in the patriot movement, considering how important your thoughts and ideas are. But Szymanski has this thing called Voices of Fleecing.
And we're calling it that.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it. I think that's a more appropriate title. And here's what he's doing. If you want 5 1-minute spots, that's 5 60-second spots, you have to pay him $20. Now, I did the math on this, and this would come to, he would be making $240 an hour.
Right.
Now, if you want 20 1-minute spots,
right,
you'd get the discount rate where you only have to pay him $50. Now, $50.
Right, that's a month of spots, he says. 21-minute spots. So you do that, that's the discount of $150. And we want to know, what makes him think that people want to pay him to be on his show? And I really hope, and we did hear one person yesterday on there who must have actually paid for this spot.
Yeah. And so,
a woman.
So if you do the 21-minute spots and pay him $50, if you do the math, that would come to $150 an hour. So we want to ask everybody out there now, how many of you you are making between $150 and $240 an hour? Because that's what he would be getting if he filled a whole hour up with these pay-per-voice spots.
You know, I'm even incredulous that John Stadtmiller would go along with this and think this was acceptable on his network. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, Bill Broombaugh was on our show, and he was talking about this trend that Google and AOL and these other internet service providers, how they want to start charging people
for email.
For emails. What Szymanski's doing is setting an even more dangerous trend. We're saying, if you want to get on his show with a message to convey your thoughts and opinions and feelings,
now you have to pay him.
You have to pay him for these little 1-minute spots. So, to show now how different we are than Greg the Greedmeister, Zemanski.
Not to mention how repulsed we are by even the very notion of charging callers to call into a radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point where I would almost vomit on the show hearing such crap. But what we're going to do right now on Wing TV, we're saying that anybody that wants to send us a 60-second MP3 spot where you have your thoughts, ideas, and so forth on the Patriot Movement, what we're going to do is devote an entire show to all these different spots, and we're going to run them...
for free.
For free. That means you're paying $0 a minute.
You know what? Even Alex Jones hasn't stooped to that level.
Yeah.
And it's blowing my mind.
Yeah, and everyone knows how much Alex Jones likes the dollar sign.
Yeah.
And at the end of this article...
Well, maybe this is a sign of things to come. Who knows?
Yeah, but we're saying that this guy is giving such a horrible name to the Patriot Movement, P-A-Y, Patriot Movement, that Zemanski right now is the worst of the worst. He's the number one offender when it comes to...
And he's a newcomer.
Blatant, he's a newcomer. So just think now... if all these other people, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones and Amy Goodman and on and on and on and on.
If they all did the same thing.
They all say, well, if you want your voices heard, you have to pay us.
Talk about an OPM racket.
Yeah.
Other people's money.
Yeah.
Zemanski, go out and get yourself a job.
Yeah, if you're that desperate and you're that pathetic, get a freaking job. And please read the article that Lisa wrote last year called OPM, Other People's Money, where basically a lot of people in the Patriot Movement now think that you owe them a living. That they're saying, we shouldn't have to go out and get a job and work 40 hours a week like our listeners and our viewers do and our readers. We just think they should support us.
We very much want to know where Zemanski came from, how he materialized out of thin air, and suddenly managed to infiltrate so many media venues all at the same time. After another.
Yeah. Last week, and we mentioned this in the article, a very well-known figure in the Patriot Movement. He's a writer. He does a radio show. And he's an author of many books. He's been around for 20-plus years. And he was saying on his radio show, he says, be very wary of people who all of a sudden just pop up out of nowhere. They start getting on all these different venues. He says, I've seen them come before, and I'll see them come afterwards. And he says, every single time, they're trouble. So where did Zemanski come from? Why is he faking interviews?
Is he lying about faking interviews?
Lying about it. And now he wants to charge you, everyday Americans, to get your voice on his show. But that's not all that he's done. How about some of these other things that these other stunts that he's pulled in the last year? How about Bush and Cheney? Well, actually, the exact headline he wrote was, President Indicted. President Indicted. Now, everybody remembers that, right? Where he was writing about Bush and Cheney being indicted. Well, guess what? Bush and Cheney weren't indicted last year. They haven't been indicted this year so far. And Lisa, do you think within the next month they're going to be indicted?
I'm certainly not going to hold my breath. Also, he was very well aware on yesterday's program on RBN of the coast-to-coast interview with Professor Fetzer, Morgan Reynolds and David Ray Griffin from last week with George Norrie. Yet he failed to report on this historic event, and we have no understanding, no comprehension why he did not report on this.
But then
he's so involved in exposing 9/11 truth.
But to make it worse, he all of a sudden now, after he heard us on Frank Whalen's show yesterday, and we heard from Frank himself that Zemanski was in the studio listening, all of a sudden, starting yesterday, now he's going to become action-oriented. And he's going
to
call...
He's calling you all to action. Just make sure you don't call him because you might get charged.
Yeah. So here's a guy that's saying he's going to become action-oriented, yet when he had a chance to cover the 4th anniversary of Ground Zero...
which he attended.
Yeah, he dropped the ball, and he gave zero coverage whatsoever.
I don't think he dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever picked the ball up.
Right. He gave no coverage to the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And actually, you know what he did, Lisa, on his show yesterday, was he started...
He's kind of slammed the Scholars.
Yeah, kind of slamming them, saying, well, that's why they're academians, because, well, you know, you can't really do anything else if you're in academia. So basically saying, like, these people are incompetent.
You know what I noticed? I noticed that he does a lot of copycatting of themes from other people's
shows.
Oh,
that's all he does. It's borderline plagiarism.
I guess a person might have to do that if they spread themselves so thin and, if, you know, they're trying to be in five different venues at one time. They have to have something to talk about on each of these venues. Well, what better way to get it than to just lift it? Just like he did with Morgan Reynolds' interview, just lift it right off of somebody else's broadcast.
Well, and the places where he's lifting it from is from known disinfo agents like Tom Flacco, Sherman Skolnick, Tom Hennigan, Stu Webb.
Yet he touts himself as the final frontier for truth, the last frontier for truth. If we have to rely on him as being the last frontier for truth, we're really in trouble.
Yeah. So here he is, writing about Bush and Cheney being indicted. He lifts all this material from Flacco and Skolnick and those disinfo guys. So let us repeat. Bush and Cheney have yet to be indicted.
Well, what about this one?
But wait, where is his public retraction?
Oh, there is none.
There is none, that's right.
He's not up to admitting that he lied or he's printing bogus information. Mm-hmm. What about imminent nuclear attack on Texas City, Texas?
Yeah, the headline said
imminent.
Imminent, not that it could be possible, not potential, not likely, not sometime in the future. Imminent. Well, he got this information from some crackpot named Captain May, who leads something called the Ghost Troops. Now, as we say in this article, the Ghost Troops, it sounds like something that should be on the front of a cereal box for like 8-year-old children. And Captain May selected Texas City, Texas, because, listen to this, folks, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 9/11 was in New York City, New York. So the nuclear attack is going to be in Texas City, Texas, because the city name is the state.
But wait.
Is the state name.
Wasn't it supposed to be on February 3rd?
Yeah,
February 3rd. And Texas City, Texas is still standing and everything's cool. And
that's right.
There was no nuclear attack.
Yeah.
Golly gee.
And what he did basically was make a horse's ass, not only out of himself, but of everyone else, because guess how Captain Ghost Troop got this information? He said that he cracked the government's complicated Illuminati embedded code.
Now, this guy also says that he's deep military intelligence. Well, why is this somebody with a deep military intelligence background, as Captain May purports, why is he hanging out in Yahoo groups?
Yeah.
So why is he doing that?
Yeah. So, after February 3rd came and gone, and Lisa and I said, even in January, when Zemanski and Captain Ghost Troop we're talking about this. We said, we guarantee you this is a hoax. We guarantee it. And right. February 3rd came and went. And so, the Galveston County Daily News wrote an article mocking Zemanski and the Ghost Troop guy. And they're saying, here's a few little quotes. They said, there are no credible or corroborated threats to the area. Based on what we know, we're not aware that this report had any basis in fact. And finally, anyone indicating anything other than training is seriously misinformed. So there were some training exercises down there.
Yeah.
But that was it. No nuclear bombs. Nothing. Texas City, Texas didn't become Hiroshima.
No.
Now, where are the retractions?
You know what's very disturbing to me, I worry about a lot. You know how we're always talking about how infiltrated this alternative media is? And now here we have this newcomer, Zemanski, who materializes out of thin air and infiltrates all these different venues, including our favorite newspaper, the American Free Press. It's like a deliberate attempt to discredit alternative media venues.
And deliberately spreading misinfo. How about this one, Lisa? We forgot this one. You remember last year, the big Chicago MI5 subway shooting?
Who could forget?
That never happened? Well, yeah. Zemanski included that.
He ran with that one.
In one of his articles.
Yeah.
It was a hoax. We know from a very good source in Chicago that actually checked out every single element of the story and said it's a 100% hoax. Where is the retraction? We haven't seen that yet. And what Zemanski, what he's doing is it's all pure sensationalism. Listen to some of these headlines that he's writing. Dungeon Vatican rituals at Satan's altar. How about this one? Sold as child sacrifice to the Illuminati cult. Victim survives ritualistic drowning. Or...
what about the tall white aliens in Michigan?
Yeah, or former Cleveland mayor reported Flight 93 landed at Cleveland Airport. Well, we know also, anyone that reads Phantom Flight 93, that story's bogus. Every
right.
element to the story was bogus.
Absolutely.
And instead of reporting what actually happened...
he's putting out the red herring.
Yeah. Instead of reporting that Flight 93 or something purporting to be Flight 93 was shot down over Indian Lake, Pennsylvania, crash-landed in New Baltimore, Pennsylvania, and that a missile was shot into Shanksville.
You know what's very apparent to me? Greg Zemanski is more concerned with being first, putting out some story, rather than a correct story.
Yeah.
He's more interested in being first than being accurate, truthful, or right.
Well, I don't even
think... this is pretty scary.
See, I think you're giving him too much credit. I don't even think he cares at all.
No, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to be a shaper of public opinion.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot, but he's leading everybody down these rabbit holes, and he's doing it deliberately.
Oh, absolutely.
Deliberately.
I certainly don't characterize it as a mistake. If you read one of our past articles... where we were talking about the incident with Rick Stanley and his comments about embracing even COINTELPRO, you know, there's a difference between a deliberate action and an inadvertent
right.
action. A mistake
yes.
is an inadvertent action.
So here's what we want everyone to do. We're going to give out the numbers. They're also at the end of each article that we have today. Get those phone numbers, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget, he also reported one-sidedly on the Paul Isaac story.
Yeah. So we want you to call in to RBN, call in to GCN, email him, ask him about the fake interview with Morgan Reynolds, and don't let him off the hook. We know there's a lot of phone pranksters out there that like to have some fun calling into shows.
You know what? We're tired of being lied to. If you're tired of being lied to, here are the phone numbers. Grab a pen and write these down.
Okay, first, GCN.
GCN call-in number is 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. The RBN call-in line, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Yeah, Zemanski does his... RBN show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern.
You can also email him at arcticbeacon@earthlink.net.
Yeah, those are all at the end of the article. He does the GCN show, I think, at 7 o'clock at night.
Central
or Eastern, I'm not sure which one. It's at night. Go to GCN, you'll find it. But call into this guy and ask him about the lies. Because, as Lisa said, if you're willing to tolerate liars, con men, fakes, sensationalists, money grubbers... then you can, but we're not.
No more illusions. Who has the pattern of handing you bogus information, of peddling false information and red herrings? It's not Morgan Reynolds.
Yeah.
It's Greg Zemanski.
And now he wants you to pay to voice your thoughts on the Patriot movement. He sickens me. And you know what's worst of all, Lisa, is that he's a coward.
Yeah.
He is a coward. And Lisa says, last night she says... I wonder how it feels to be chumped out by a woman. Lisa's emailing him and say, be a man, Greg. Be a man. Step to the plate and answer for your actions. He gets chumped out by a woman. It's inexcusable.
You know what, Greg? Don't classify yourself as a journalist. You're nothing but a coward, okay? You're not a journalist. You write fiction. You write stuff that isn't true. You're trying to discredit this alternative media movement, and we are not going to allow that to happen.
And Lisa's famous for saying, ignoring us won't make us go away. We're going to hold your feet to the fire, little boy, and you're not going to get away with this crap.
The 9/11 truth effort and the efforts to expose the truth about the New World Order and what's going on in the world are way too important to let some shill like you bring us all down even farther than we already sit.
And we hope all of you are fired up because, you know, last Thursday night, the scholars for 9/11 Truth were on. Everybody is excited about this. We have to keep this momentum going, but in the same breath, we have to rid ourselves of these phonies.
Yeah.
And we're calling on John Stadtmiller. We're calling on Ted Anderson and any other entity that's employing this guy's service to dump him. If Jason Blair and Stephen Glass got fired for fakery and lying, there's no justifiable excuse for Greg Zemanski, the fleecer, to be allowed in this movement, and we're calling for him to get the hell out.
You don't have to like us to agree with this position. We need to set the bar high enough to at least demand that the truth be told. We can't, you know, otherwise people are going to be writing fairy tales and getting them published as truth.
Yeah. Do you want to send your money to a guy like this so that you have the privilege of being heard? Well, you're going to.
Oh, and by the way, if you call into a show, don't fall into this "I'm starstruck because I'm on the radio" crap.
Give it to him.
Totally give it to him. Don't kiss his butt because he'll pander to you the way he did to Bill from Alaska yesterday.
Yeah.
You're an average, everyday American just like me. Bullshit, Greg.
Yeah. So Lisa's going to play a clip here about this fleecing of America. And it's a real short clip. I don't think it's very long.
It's like a minute.
Yeah. But until tomorrow, folks, keep your eyes and your ears open. Because as you heard today, there's a lot going on.
You have our total support if you're doing honest work to get the truth out about 9/11 and the New World Order. If you're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, we're coming after you. See you tomorrow.
But anyway, let's get right to Voices of Freedom. You know, on this show, we like to get people on that are just average Americans like me, like others around the country who are beginning to talk and to say, listen, something is going on we don't like and we need to find out. That's the first step at change in this country. And I've made it a point week in, week out to bring on a couple of people every week that are showing you that this movement is not dead but growing. And today I want to mention that if you want to get involved with Voices of Freedom, I also have a program where you can get your minute on the air, and you can do that. Freedom isn't free, so for $20 you can get 5 spots, 1-minute spots on Voices of Freedom, and you can do that by contacting the station 800-313-9443, mention Voices of Freedom, or email me at arcticbeacon@earthlink.net. Ask for me and I'll tell you how we can do that. For $50 you can get a month's worth of spots, 20 of them, and I'll tell you something, it's a great program, and I'm going to run a Voices of Freedom segment right now. Miss Producer, go right ahead.